Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers. My special guest tonight is Raymond W. Kelly, Commissioner of the U.S. Customs Service. And joining us is Craig Petrin, a consultant at PricewaterhouseCoopers. Well, you alluded to it at the end of our last segment about the future of the customs and the role of technology in looking out. So let's start with that. What do you think some of the key issues are that customs faces in the future?
Well, again, tremendous increase in trade. Projected to come close to doubling in less than 5 years. The volume of trade, we're charged with responsibility of looking at that trade, examining it, looking at the commodities that are coming in. That's going to put a lot of pressure on us. We need technology to help us do that. We have a non-intrusive technology plan. We hope to have most of the components of that plan in place in another 2 years. It will enable us to X-ray vehicles, X-ray containers that are coming in, again, to protect the country from contraband. Terrorism is another issue. You know, our inspectors at Port Angeles, Washington, on December 14th last year, stopped Ahmad Rasab, who had almost 200 pounds of bomb-making materials in his vehicle. We've talked about this in theory, but this is real now. Here we have this individual coming in. Obviously, the investigation is continuing. But there is concern in the law enforcement community of these kind of amorphous breakaway groups that want to harm America and want to bring weapons of mass destruction into the United States. Again, we're charged with the responsibility of keeping those things out, identifying contraband coming in that can be harmful to America. Weapons, mass destruction, biological and chemical agents, those are real challenges for the Customs Service to address. Again, we look to technology to help us in those areas as well, and we're looking at many things along with DOD that may be helpful in that regard. But the explosion of trade, the threat of terrorism in an uncertain world, I think these are two major concerns that we have to address in the next decade.
Commissioner Kelly, recently it seems like you cannot help but open a newspaper or turn a radio and hear about e-business and the Internet. What impact do you believe the Internet and e-commerce will have on customs? Will it lighten your workload, make it more difficult to carry out your mission, or have kind of a neutral impact?
Well, I think it's going to be more challenging for us. I think, again, we see the growth of e-business in this country largely focused at American firms. People are ordering things over the Internet coming from U.S. locations, but we also see it coming from overseas. I think that will increase. So the volume of trade coming in will increase. We have crimes being committed over the Internet, no question about it. We have child pornography. It's one of the things that we're charged with stopping. Virtually all child pornography comes in over the Internet now from overseas. There are intellectual property right issues. We've just created a new unit along with the FBI. They're co-located with us in our headquarters to address IPR violations, particularly those that come about over the Internet. There's fraud that's committed in cyberspace. We have a cybercrime smuggling unit that we've established, located not too far from where we are now. So it's going to increase the volume of trade coming in, but it's also going to put pressures on our investigators. Again, Congress is particularly concerned about the increase that we see in child pornography coming in, and we hope to get some additional resources to address that. But IPR violations, so I think we just started to scratch the surface as far as IPR violations on the Internet. Obviously, music is a big area that industry and customs is concerned about. So it's going to make our life more complex, more challenges, but we're going to be up to the task.
How do you balance those management challenges? As I hear you describe this, I can't help but think you must be weighing the need for openness and free access that we like about the United States versus the need to control, to restrict the kind of people we don't want to move through our society. How does that play out in terms of a management challenge?
Well, it's difficult. It is a balance that we have to affect, no question about it. We can't stop everybody coming into the United States and talk to them. We certainly can't examine every piece of every commodity that that comes in. We need information. We need intelligence to do that. And there are two different things. Information is not intelligence, but we need to work closely in the case of terrorist threats with our intelligence gathering agencies. We need more information as to what's coming in, and that's where our ACE system comes in, our new automated system. We have to be sensitive to the issues of how we interact with people coming into the United States. Yes, we want to protect America from drugs. We've seen an increase in the internal carrying of drugs, people actually swallowing drugs and bringing in their person and also on their person. But we want to be sensitive and be concerned as to how we use this substantial power that we have. So a lot of that is addressed with training. Some of it is addressed with informing the traveling public that these things may happen. I think, quite frankly, we didn't do the best job we could in letting people know that they may be subject to search. So we're working in all of these areas, but it is a balance. It is a management challenge as to how you affect the enforcement authority that we have with civility, with sensitivity, while facilitating the flow of traffic and trade into the United States. And it's there's no easy answer. I think it's just we have to be aware of the challenges that exist in these areas. And our managers are aware. It's things that we talk about all the time. We bring our managers together and talk about these very issues. You know, mm-hmm. we have to do the job. It's very important to America, but you have to do it in a sensible, civil, sensitive way.
Earlier, when we've talked about some of the changes you've seen in your career in public service, you mentioned some of the management challenges which you've seen change, and you also mentioned leadership styles have changed and need to be somewhat situational. Reflecting back over your career, can you talk about how your own leadership style has changed to adapt to these changing management challenges?
Well, of course, in the Marine Corps, I mean, life is a little different than your environment is a little different, and you know, the immediacy of decisions may be, it may come to the fore, or the need for immediate decisions may be greater in the military or in policing. But I think leadership principles are pretty fundamental and really can transcend the public and private sector. And people want to be treated fairly. People want to know who's in charge. They want whoever is in charge to be honest with them, to be direct with them. I think to communicate well. I think those kind of fundamental traits that I'd like to think that I learned early on in the Marine Corps are applicable today in government, applicable in business. I don't think leadership per se has changed that much. I think you always wanted to be fair with people and civil with people. People want to be treated as you want to be treated. So I don't think it's that complex either. Yeah, things have become more hectic. Things are, you know, the technology has burgeoned and impacts on every part of our lives, and certainly on business. But there's fundamentals there in terms of how you deal with people that I think are have stood the test of time.
Well, thank you. I think that's a great point to end our conversation tonight. So Craig and I'd like to thank you for spending so much time with us, Commissioner Kelly. We very much enjoyed our conversation. This has been the Business of Government Hour, Conversations with Government Leaders. To learn more about the PricewaterhouseCoopers Endowment's programs and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness, please visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. See you next week.